Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 75. Whoop, whoop.
It's our Christmas episode. We have a tree up.
Yeah.
Little tree. My
he stole
Christmas
from me.
Story print. That'll all go away. And from the Christmas story, that might have been a gift that Annika got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Red Ryder BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I have not shot my
you
eye
You haven't
out
shot your eye out yet. That's good.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it. Daisy 650 shot.
Red Ryder BB gun. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
It's actually the day after Christmas, but we're filming today.
Yeah.
We went to the comic shop today, so.
Yep.
For our weekly episode.
I give up.
She lost her hat. Silly.
Okay. Or festive enough.
Festive enough. All right.
That's
my I even put my Merry Christmas, Say Merry Christmas One More Time, Pulp Fiction shirt on. Remember AMP Comics, use TCP10.
To get 10% off.
Allegra Printing.
For all your printing needs.
Printing the panel, Pete.
All your printing needs.
All your printing needs. If you need rack cards, comic books, prints, trading cards. We're going to do trading cards. I'm going to do some other stuff too, but cool. So our weekly polls, you want me to go first or you want to go
first? Yes, because you have a lighter load.
I have a lighter load this week.
That's one in a million.
Yeah, I got what, five here? Yeah, four, five, four. Really? No. What is this? Oh. All right. So I got.
Good job.
All right.
Applause.
I got No Man's Land number 4.
Cool cover.
Yep. That might wrap this up.
I don't say cool. I say cool.
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 1776 number 2.
Cool.
I haven't read the first one yet.
That's also cool.
The Will of Doom number 1. The Fall of Doom leads to the rise of Armageddon.
Cool.
Interesting. And then the absolute Wonder Woman number 16.
I guess
Batman.
So pretty.
Yeah. So that's the only four that I got. Oh, well, I did get this today, too. I got the, I'm going on a Thor deep dive looking for, like, graphic novels and stuff. This is the Thor, the Mighty Avenger graphic novel. Collects 1 through 8 and a free comic book day of 2011, Thor the Mighty Avenger. And I think that's the whole series, so that'll be cool when I get to it. I'm also trying to find one of my Christmas gift from my kiddo, my other kiddo. She got me the Mighty Thor Volume 2, which collects 101 to 109, I believe. Yeah, 101 to 109 of Journey into Mystery. So I'm trying to read all the Thor, but I'm struggling trying to find it all. The omnibuses, some of them aren't available, or if they are, they're like really expensive.
Yeah, a little bit out of
so I'm trying budget. To find, which I can find the essentials, which is in black and white, I think. I'm not thrilled with reading the black and white versions, but if I have to, I will. So that is what I got.
You still get the main story.
Yeah. So that's what I got this week. What did you get?
I got a bunch.
A bunch.
This is actually only 2 comics.
Yeah. She got a bunch of covers is
what
she got.
Yeah. Let's say that. Okay. So I got Harley Quinn number 57. Yeah, 57.
Which is also
the 200th.
The 200th
issue
of Harley Quinn.
So I got this cover. I really like this cover. I like it. Then I got this cover. I just like the chicken.
Is that the DNA cover or no?
No.
No.
Then I got the DNA cover, which is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. Then I got the
A cover?
Yes, the A
cover.
Okay,
yeah, the 200th issue, which I like that cover just because it has the 200th. issue
Then I
art.
got Harley and Ivy, Life and Crime.
She had three covers of
No, I
that.
only got two covers.
Two covers?
Yeah, I got
Okay.
this one.
Okay.
And I got this one.
I like
I
that
really
one.
like
That
this
one's my
one
favorite.
because it's pink, and my favorite color is pink.
Yeah.
And then my
As,
sister
yep.
bought me
On Christmas, for Christmas.
Birds of Prey, number one from Sheetz.
That's really cool.
It has Harley on it.
Yeah, Sheets Gas Station in our area is sells comics now.
But it has Harley on it,
It
so
does.
yeah.
DC has, they have a little DC comic rack. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So that was our weekly polls. What did you read this week? Oh, wait, hold on. Which one do you look forward to reading the most? Harley or Harley?
Harley.
Harley, okay. Now, Harley or Harley and Ivy?
Harley and Ivy, the first Harley and
Yeah, you
Ivy,
got to read
because
that one.
I forgot to read it. I actually forgot I got it until this week, so I have to read that this week.
Oh, there you go. What am I looking forward to reading the most this week? Probably the Wonder Woman. I got to catch up on Wonder Woman. I think I'm a couple behind. But now that Batman's showing up, absolute Batman. The first ever absolute team up is here. That's what
Wait,
it
Dad,
says. What?
give us your update.
On Red? All right, I'll get to you when I go over my re weekly re
Okay.
That was what I look forward to
Oh,
reading.
okay.
Ow.
You'll live.
Ah.
That's what you say to me.
No, that's what you say to me all the time.
Well,
I jam my nail.
it's diff. You hurt your nail? Oh
Yeah, broken
my
nail.
God.
A broken
Oh
nail.
my God.
I can't work in these conditions.
Stop. You sound like me.
Right.
Rude.
All right, so what did you read this week?
Mark Spear's
You
Monsters.
read that. Did you read anything else? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I
Okay.
probably have, but I just don't remember it.
You gotta start keeping a list.
Yeah, I do.
So what did I read this week? I read The Planet She-Hulk number two. I read a lot this week. I'm trying to catch up. If you can remember, I might be behind. Planet She-Hulk number two, The Immortal Thor number one. I found a couple weeks ago. I read that. It was really good. Binary three, finished that up. Doctor Strange number one was pretty good. Circus Maximus number two was really good. And then yesterday on Christmas, I read The Startling Tales of Santa Claus 2025 Annual from his Image. Pretty good. I was yeah, definitely Image. Had a lot of Krampus stories in it. It was pretty fun. And then I read Journey into Mystery number 91, 92, 93, and 94. I'm starting to read. I have the volume one of this that has Journey 83 to 100. So I'm trying to finish that up. I'm right on pace to read issue 100 on New Year's Eve, and then I could read 101 on January 1st. And I'm going to attempt, I think my new goal for 2026 is read one Thor comic a day. Which would put me, if I read at 101 on January 1st, 365 would be 465. So I'd almost complete the whole Mighty Thor series, because it goes to 502. If I can find them all in a way to read them, I don't know what to see. I know I've been looking. There's some essentials, the omnibuses. I can get a couple of the omnibuses, but they only go up to like 230. So I haven't, I don't know. I think I found them up to 290 at the moment. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, so we'll see. But I've been on this kick to just find every Thor in print. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. So I am at 359 and it is day 360. So I'm still one behind.
One
One behind.
behind.
And we got what, 5 days to go? So 4 days, something like that. So I have a good feeling I will definitely reach the goal.
I hope you do.
Oh, I think I'll exceed it by a couple. So
Yeah.
I'm hoping to read some maybe later today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So and I've been every night, like you said, I have this book beside my bed, so every night before I go to bed, not this one, but my other one. Every night before I go to bed or when I get in bed, I like a little kid, put my flashlight on, and I read one issue of journey.
You sound like a child.
I know. I actually feel like a child when I'm doing it because I have like my flashlight on and I'm reading. I feel like I'm a kid
No.
again. Yeah.
Under the
No, I'm
covers
not
while your
under the
parents are
covers,
sleeping
but
because you're not allowed to stay up.
right.
That's
You know,
hilarious.
isn't it? I thought you'd find that funny. The favorite one I read this week. I mean, the journeys are fun. They're old stories. It's really cool because, you know, they were written in the 60s, you know, during the height of the Cold War. So, and Vietnam War and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, there's some interesting ties to what was happening in the world at that time. So that's been kind of neat. It's like a history thing. Man, out of this list, though, I would probably say the Immortal Thor number one.
Heal.
I'm hoping to read that as well. I want to kind of finish that before I could get too deep into the Mortal Thor that's currently running. But I don't have it all yet, so working on that too. We can go ahead and jump into our con recaps. So we went to a one-day convention last week on my birthday and last weekend. Like I said, I was trying really hard to find these some omnibuses and stuff or graphic novels, but that show just wasn't, it's more for single issues. But I did get a few. I got a few. Just a couple. I was able to find, which I really thought was a really cool cover, the Immortal Thor number 9. Pretty she's tearing the Journey into Mystery number 83. So that's kind of a crazy cover. So I do have 1 through 10 of this. And then I have a couple of the in the 20s. So I gotta find a few more of these. So I can have that. Let's see here. I did find, and it was only it's a 5-issue run by Jason Aaron, The Unworthy Thor. So I was able to find a bundle with all 5 issues of the Unworthy Thor. So I thought it was cool. It's just, you know, 5-issue run. So I was able to get that. So I'll read that. And and then I found a King Thor by Jason Aaron number 1. I'm not sure how many are in this. I gotta look. But another J I really like Jason Aaron's Thor. He is the one that wrote the Godzilla Thor, which was my favorite one I read this year. And then I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, basically 4 issues of The Mighty Thor. 335, 342, 350, and 434. They were like $1 a piece, so I was able to, you know, pick them up just going in order or fill in my run. And this one was interesting. I saw it twice. So when I saw it the second time, I went ahead and picked it up because it was only, I think, $2. First one I saw was like $10. I'm like, enough for $10. But it is a facsimile, I'm guessing, or it was like a free handout because it says not for resale. But it is a journey into, it's a reprint of Journey into Mystery. Number 116. So I thought that was really cool just to have a copy of it. But it says on here, you know, not for resale. So it's like a facsimile version of it. But it's still really cool to have another Journey into Mystery, number 116. So
Wahoo!
that is what I got. Oh, I got one more. For when I was able to get the Mighty Thor, more Jason Aaron. This collects Mighty Thor 2015, 13 to 19. I have 1 through 12 in issues. I thought it stopped, but I guess there's a continuation. So it's a little graphic novel, 13 to 19. So I'll have to, or I thought it was only 1 through 8. I don't know. I have to do a little digging on this and figure out exactly what it is. But that is what I got. Now, Annika did get one thing, I think. So
Yes, I got one
it
thing.
was my birthday, just to be fair.
Yep. I got the hardcover of Joker, Harley Quinn, Criminal Sanity.
It's a pretty interesting cover.
Yeah.
Have you read any of it?
No, I
No.
have not.
Okay. I'm interested to see. I might have to read that too. It's pretty interesting. You have one more thing. Well, go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
But I did read some of this,
Oh, more of her
and
coloring.
I
Yeah,
colored
and she
some of
colored
it.
some. Show some of the stuff you colored. It's really good.
No, I'm not sorry, but I read some of that, and that's it.
A small town, tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny shape-shifting hero, determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, The Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Ryman. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue one? Okay. Look behind that brown bag. I found that yesterday. I'd forgot to wrap it and give it
What
to
is
you.
this? This is cool.
It was over here in a pile that I forgot to give you for Christmas, so it's like, I'll just give it to her on the episode as her Christmas episode present.
This is cool.
What is it? Show it off. It's a Birds of Suicide Squad Volume 1. It's got Harley.
I
The
like
Black
it.
Vault, I think is what it says. The Black Vault, yeah. Pretty cool. So now you got a graphic novel to take to school to read. So
Yay.
even though you got another week off. So this week you need to read comics that are in your box.
Okay, I will.
So that was our con rig.
Box. I'm going to unbox it.
All right, if you want to go into like Christmas gifts, I guess you
Okay,
can.
so I got a bunch of Christmas gifts this year, and I'm so thankful. I got my Red Ryder STAZI 650 shot BB gun. I shot it. It was really nice. I also got ammo for it. I got a scooter, an even better scooter than I already had. And I got, what was it called? I forgot.
A MetaQuest
A
3,
MetaQuest 3S or something.
3S VR headset,
And it comes with Arkham Asylum.
which you haven't played yet.
I have not played. But yeah, that's cool.
And
Oh. And I got
it's Poison Ivy Barbie
Barbie
doll.
doll. So let's open
She
it.
has the Harley Quinn one. She was really wanting the Poison Ivy one for a while now. While she's opening, I guess I could show you. They're in the background here, but I was able to get the deluxe theatrical edition of the Batman, Michael Keaton Batman from Batman Returns action figure. And then I got a Spawn action figure. So that was really cool. We really got to redo this background. But so we can display some more stuff. But
Can I have some scissors?
oh, it comes with a stand. That's really cool.
Yeah, it says Poison Ivy.
Very cool. Oh, you got to cut all those little things off.
Yes.
Let's hold off on that. Let's hold off on
Okay,
that.
then I got this shirt.
Certificate of authenticity.
Yes,
Very
of
cool.
Poison Ivy. She's a gold label. Here she is.
Yeah, we'll cut all those little things off and
She's pretty.
put her up on your stand or on the stand here in a little bit. Well, very cool. Well, what movies or shows have you watched this week, or games?
I watched like half of the first episode of Stranger Things.
Okay. I have not. I need to
Or
catch up on the
like
new.
the new three, the three ep the
Yeah,
other
the
three
conclusion
episodes.
episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last three episodes. Played Fortnite.
Played Fortnite.
I played that's really it.
Yeah, I played a little Diablo, and that's about it this week. We didn't really game much. Haven't watched anything. I've been busy. Oh, I forgot. I had got these a while back. These little bitty pop Star Wars, but they come with a blind one. So this one has Han Solo, a Wampa, and Dagobah Yoda. And I don't know what the blind one is. So we're going to open it and see. Hope it's Darth Vader.
I hope it's R2D2.
Or R2. It's.
Chewbacca.
Oh, it's the Hoth Han Solo.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's kind of neat.
Didn't you get two?
Yeah, I'm looking at the other one. And this one came with Princess Leia, a Stormtrooper, and Boba Fett. And then a mystery one.
R2D2. Or Chewbacca. Or C3PO.
Yeah, any of those would be fine.
Because those are my favorite. Or Princess
Oh, it's
Leia.
another Han Solo Hoth. A duplicate. So
Looks
you want
okay.
one? Want to do the clip? Oh, you missed. Don't worry about it. You can get it after. All right. So it's mail time. We didn't really get any mail this week. I got one package, but I can't show it really on
Why?
because it's not for kids. I mean, it's not really. It was from Josh from Cutthroat Comics. He was on an episode. I backed his Kickstarter. His Kickstarter came in, so that was really cool. And then we got, she begged me for some blind bags. So we got some, the Mark Spears holiday blind bags.
I opened
We
one.
opened one in the store. We bought one and opened one in the store. That was the cover we got, just a common cover.
Because I wanted one for the back.
Then, all right, so do you want to open one of yours first or want to
Yes.
synchronize? What do you want to
I
do?
already opened mine.
You cut yours out. I'm cutting mine now.
So I don't have to struggle.
How do you want to open them?
Ooh, this is cool.
Okay, she just opened it. Let me see.
It's a virgin witch.
Ooh, that's cool.
Which
So that
cover is
is
this?
A22. There's a lot of. I guess it's just a common.
I like it. Okay. Now you go.
25 days of Krampus ticket. Does that have a ticket in it? Oh,
Oh.
there's a G.I. Joe cover in it. That's hilarious. EFGHIJK. Okay, so there's a bunch of A covers. And there's a common and foil. All right, you want me to go?
Yeah, you have
Did you
to look
show it
first.
off?
Oh.
I mean, when you pulled it, I think you just pulled it out. Ooh, I think it's
Ooh,
just a
I like
common.
that one.
It's like a Terminator or something.
Wait, look in the bag for the ticket.
I don't think I got a ticket.
Then look in the thing.
Right,
Like
I'll
in the
look
mug.
in the. No ticket in this one. But this is cover A9. So, all
Okay.
right.
Here we go. I'm still struggling.
Not as bad as you did that one time.
Time for the big reveal. Three, two.
Is that the same one you got? No.
No.
Is that a different one?
Yeah.
Oh, which one is that one? Oh, that's A10.
Okay.
See?
All right. Did you get a ticket?
Oh. I wish.
All right, and the final one.
Ooh.
Okay. It's an interesting one. All A covers, but I think that is a weird cover. That is a weird dude. That is n number A30. All right, so more blind. I think we've had blind bags on every episode, like in the last 10 episodes. So
I
that's been
like blind
crazy. Yeah, they're
bags.
fun, but we did confirm today, we didn't buy another one, but we did confirm that the Harley I Elvira does have different covers, but a lot of the same.
Yeah.
We watched somebody open one at the store today. So, well, cool. Guess what time it is?
Question time.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask Kim questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. It's me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time. Question time. All right, we're doing Christmas comic book trivia.
Okay.
All right, which Marvel character is famously associated with Christmas due to his red and green color scheme and good-natured personality?
Wait, Marvel?
Yep, Marvel, he's green. Big green.
Hulk.
The Hulk. What DC hero helped save Christmas in Batman Noel?
Batman's
Very good.
easy.
Which X-Men character is often shown struggling with cold weather due to his powers during winter stories?
Wolverine.
Ironically, it even says ironically, Iceman.
Who's Iceman?
I know, but apparently he struggles. Let's see here. What Marvel villain once tried to steal Christmas by impersonating Santa Claus?
Thor.
Marvel villain.
Oh.
Even though in Journey into Mystery number 94, what I read last night, Loki threw his, or Thor threw the hammer, and when it came to return, Loki made Thor look away, and then his hammer hit Thor in the head and made him start obeying Loki and thinking Loki was the best ever. So he flew to Asgard, broke his chains, and then, Loki convinced him that, that, oh, Odin was bad and all the gods of Asgard were trying to hurt Loki. And Thor was like convinced that Loki was the best and they went and destroyed, were trying to destroy Earth. And, then the
Oh.
gods came back and, they went to Earth and Loki wanted him to, wanted Odin to give Thor and Loki like control of Asgard. But they went back to Earth and started destroying like the Golden Gate Bridge and all the major landmarks in the world. And then they invited Loki and Thor to come to the UN so they could communicate with Odin to, obey the wishes to stop all the destruction. And they made Thor fall into this pit and they dropped the hammer dropped and hit him in the head again. And he was like, oh, wait, I'm correct. I'm Loki's bad again. It was just kind of funny. It was a funny story.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So if you read Journey into Mystery number 94, that's what
This
happened.
whole podcast is a spoiler alert.
Yep. So it's not Thor, but ironically, Thor was kind of a villain in that one. It was pretty funny.
Thor.
Is that your answer? You're
Yes.
grounded.
What I do?
You said Thor was a villain.
Thor.
The answer. The correct answer is Doctor Doom. All right, which comic series features a holiday story where Spider-Man teams up with Santa?
The Amazing Chronicles of the Christmas Man.
Close. It's the Marvel Holiday Special.
That's what I said.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
What holiday-themed Green Lantern villain uses toys as weapons? I got to see that. That's pretty funny.
Marvel or DC?
It's Green Lantern, so it's DC.
Okay.
Uses toys as weapons.
Bane?
Think. No. The Toy Man.
The what?
The Toy Man. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Okay.
In DC Comics, which city is often depicted as snow-covered during Christmas stories?
Gotham.
Correct. Which Marvel hero is known for delivering gifts and justice during the holidays?
I don't know about that. Oh, wait. I don't know about that. That's a little out of my range. I know. What was the question again?
Which Marvel hero is known for delivering gifts and justice during the holidays?
Multiple choice.
Thor. Captain America. Doctor Strange. Or Spider-Man?
Doctor Strange.
It's Spider-Man.
Oh.
I was even humming his theme song.
Oh.
What holiday does Captain America most strongly represent in Christmas comics?
Christmas.
Yeah, that makes no sense. What holiday does Captain America most strongly represent in Christmas comics? The spirit of giving and hope. I don't know if that's the spirit of giving and hope is not a holiday that I know of.
Okay, can we skip that?
Yeah, that's why. Captain America, he don't know what he's doing. Which comic publisher is most known for releasing annual holiday specials?
DC.
It's actually Marvel, but...
That's what I said.
All right, I have a fun one. This is different.
Okay.
Something I found. It's more of a just a kind of a funny think about this character and how they've ruined Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Because someone always tries to cancel Christmas.
Like you.
Yes, until after my birthday. The Joker turning holiday cheer into chaos is kind of his brand.
Yeah.
I could see the Joker canceling Christmas.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom literally tried to steal Christmas and outdo Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Doom thinks he's somebody. Darkseid, if Christmas exists, Darkseid wants it crushed.
Okay.
That's funny. The Grinch.
Yes.
Of course.
It's iconic.
Toy Man. I've got to look this up. Toy Man, weaponized toys plus Christmas equals nightmare fuel.
That's hilarious.
Red Skull, nothing says ruin Christmas like Hydra propaganda. That's pretty funny.
My God.
Lobo, space biker plus holidays equals collateral damage.
Yep.
Black Manta, even Aquaman doesn't get a peaceful holiday.
Yep.
See that. Ooh, this one's good too. Kingpin, Christmas in Hell's Kitchen is never stress-free.
Yes.
Daredevil.
Wait, like the Gordon Ramsay show?
Gordon Ramsay show.
Hell's Kitchen. The Gordon Ramsay show. Do you not know what
I mean, yes, but I mean, I'm not thinking about cooking shows. I'm thinking about comic books.
Okay, whatever.
Daredevil, he lives in Hell's Kitchen. And a few episodes ago, I interviewed the guy from Unearthly Comics, and he lives in Hell's Kitchen, New York, which is like a borough or section of New York City. And you could hear the sirens in the background. I'm like, is Daredevil out fighting crime? He's like, sure is. See him every night. Thanos, last one, Thanos. If he snapped on Christmas, half the presents would vanish. That would suck.
Not even half. All of humanity and everything.
Well, you know, gone. As much fun as I had last time, I kind of want to do this or that, but I will let you do it because it's your thing.
Pen.
You need a pen?
I need a pen.
I have a pen.
Ow.
I didn't hit you.
Ah, I caught it.
Oh, man. All right.
You even took the little thing off. Oh, my God.
I did not. I'm sure it's one that you took the thing off of.
Okay.
I'm going to win this time.
Okay, let's see that. Santa teamed up with superheroes or heroes saving Christmas alone?
Let's say Santa teaming up with superheroes.
Okay. Snowy Gotham or festive Metropolis?
Snowy Gotham.
Stop. Christmas one-shots or holiday arcs?
I love a good one-shot.
Stop.
It's the holidays. Be nice.
I'm never nice. Heartwarming endings or bittersweet lessons?
Bittersweet lessons.
Finally, you got one wrong.
Really? You like the heartwarming endings?
No, I just wanted to say that.
Oh.
Villains redeem at Christmas or villains double dare?
Redeemed at Christmas.
Classic art style or modern holiday visuals?
That's a tough one. I like classic art style.
Street level heroes at Christmas or comic Christmas stories?
I'm going to go the street level heroes versus cosmic Christmas stories.
Okay. Ugly holiday sweaters or hero costumes with Santa hats?
There's nothing better than a good ugly holiday sweater.
Okay. Saving Christmas Eve or Saving Christmas Day?
Saving Christmas Eve, because that's when we celebrate Christmas. Yes. So that's got to be my answer.
Okay. Let me add up the points. So everyone that you got wrong is 100 down. Everyone that you got right is 10. I don't know how that makes sense, but it does.
I can't even finish positive on Christmas.
Fine. I'll make sure of it.
Wink, wink. Oh, dear.
I wasn't winking to you. I was winking to the camera.
I assumed.
Uh-huh. Surprise, surprise. Negative one.
Negative one.
I'm just kidding. JK, just kidding. You did get the positives. Unfortunately for me.
What did I get?
I showed the camera.
You know, I can see your camera on my screen too, right? Like, and I can see you right
in front of me. Wait, but I hid my hand.
Yeah, but you're showing the camera. I can see your camera on my screen. Positive 55?
No.
Positive 555?
No.
Positive 5?
No. I said.
Is that 10?
Yes.
Okay. Jeez.
5 + 5 = 10.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm in the positive. It's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas. That's it.
And I'm in the positive. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Best Christmas gift ever. Finishing in the positive in Annika's sister that game.
Wait, do you have your ring on that I gave you?
I don't today. She did give me this really awesome ring that has an eye, like a dragon eye in it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll try to remember it next time.
And your keychain?
My keychain is actually right here.
Show it.
She got me this for my birthday.
And tell them what it says.
It says, Daddy, you are as smart as Iron Man, as strong as Hulk, as fast as Spider-Man, and as brave as Batman. You are my favorite superhero.
I paid a lot for that. Like, that was the most expensive thing I've ever bought.
The funniest part is what?
Say it. Do it.
Apparently, it fell on the dryer vent, and they had to take 5 hours taking the back of the dryer apart to get it. That's funny. But anyway.
Guess what I also got?
What?
A triple signed Harley Quinn comic. That's a 9/8.
Yep. It's right up there. She got that for her birthday or Christmas from our friend. Funniest story is we were at Heroes. No, we were at NC Comic Con in Durham, and we saw it. And I was like, man, it's really cool. I don't remember how much it was.
50.
It was $50. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have bought it. It was really cool. But we went back to look for it. And it was gone. And we were like, dang. And because maybe she convinced me I was going to buy it. I don't remember. But
I did. Too.
But our friend Kat had bought it and then gave it to her for Christmas. So that our birthday Christmas gift. So that was really
cool. I dreamed about it every night.
So that was really cool. She got a cool new shelf. She's got the one that I gave her last week.
Yes, I really like that.
The triple sign one, and then she's got that signed Heroes Con exclusive cover.
Then I got Funko Pops.
And she's got all her pops up there. Where's all your Bitty Pops? You had a bunch of them. Oh, they're all over there? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do some rearranging, maybe add another shelf.
Yep.
We could add some more shelves or something. We'll see. We'll figure it out. We hope everybody had a great Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we will see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I like that ending.
Bye bye. See you later.
Hey, comic creators. Artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the stories. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.